Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kalamazoo tonight. We'd like to welcome to Kalamazoo a celebrity from out Hollywood way, Tex Ritter. Tex Ritter, famous for his motion pictures and his records, and also for his very lovely wife, his former leading lady, Dorothy Fay. I believe that's correct, isn't it, Tex?
That's right, Al. You have everything right.
Hunky-dory. Tex, what brings you to Kalamazoo, may I ask?
Well, we're here for today, Al. We're appearing tonight at the BK Arena.
BK Speedway.
BK Speedway here in Kalamazoo with the Jimmy Lynch Death Dodgers and the White Horse Review from Napier, Nebraska. It's at 8:30 tonight.
Is this part of a tour?
Yes, this is part of a tour. It started some 8 weeks ago down in Indiana, and it's a tour of the Midwest. We've been in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois, and I think we're going into Iowa, too.
Tex, where will you wind up on this tour?
Well, I'm only with the tour 2 more weeks, then I go back to California, but then the fairs start with the Jimmy Lynch Death Dodgers and the White Horse Review. They usually close their season maybe a week or so after Labor Day.
Tex, I think a lot of our listeners would like to know just what type of show is this. I know I'm interested. I haven't really read too much about it, but I understand it's going to be a big gala affair.
Well, it's really 3 shows in 1. Of course, the Jimmy Lynch Death Dodgers, I'm sure that many people are familiar with that show. It's one of the earliest, one of the very first auto thrill shows in the business, still one of the very best. They do wonderful things with automobiles, a lot of precision driving, then a lot of stunts, ramp-to-ramp jumps, the dive bomber crashes, they overturn automobiles and overturn stock cars. Then the White Horse Review, that's from the White Horse Ranch out in Nebraska. We have 16 of those horses with us, all white horses, and 10 beautiful young girls, ages from 17 to 21, to ride them. They do some wonderful things on horseback. Then the third part of the show is, that's our part of the show. I have with me 6 people, musicians. We do a lot of singing and playing. We have 3 girls and 3 boys. And also in our part of the show, I have my horse, White Flash, with me.
In other words, getting down to fundamentals, a lot of thrills, chills, and spills.
That's right, yes, sir.
I hope there are a lot of seats. Are there a lot of seats available, still some seats available for that show out there tonight at the B&K Speedway?
Well, yes, I don't think that we had an advance sale here. We usually don't have an advance sale. We just, everything is sold at the Speedway. First come, first served, $1.25 for adults, 50 cents for children. I believe that's right. And we have no advance sale, but we do have usually very good crowd. So starts at 8:30. I would advise start coming in around 7:30. The people usually do.
Well, I hope all of you folks out there along 590 Kilocycle Lane heard that, and you'll go out to the B&K Speedway tonight. Well, getting back to you, Tex, just when did you start your movie career?
1937.
1937. I believe you used to appear in Monogram Pictures, didn't you?
Yes, I was with Monogram, also with Universal, Columbia, PRC.
Never got over where the rest of those cowboys are, Republic, did you?
Never made a picture for Republic, no.
How do you and the rest of these cowboys out there get along, fellas like Roy Rogers and Tex Williams and...
Oh, we're very, very good friends. We're all very good friends. All the Western stars, the record stars. Tex Williams is in one of my pictures a number of years ago. He first came to the coast as a singer and a guitar player with a Western band called Cal Shrum and his Colorado Hillbillies. They made a picture with me when they first came to California. And then Tex joined with Spade Cooley when he started his band. Then they split up, and Tex has had his own band now for several years. But he's originally, I believe, from Illinois, Texas, Williams.
It's funny how so many of those cowboys don't come from the Southwest, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't matter where they come from nowadays.
Just so long as they appeal to the public.
The guitar they play is made in Michigan, so it's all right.
That's right. By the way, Tex Ritter was out touring the Gibson factory here in Kalamazoo today, weren't you, Tex?
Yes, we just left it. Yes, sir.
And, of course, as I told you before, folks, in here in our studio with Tex Ritter is his very beauteous cheek and smart wife.
Oh, Al.
I hope I wouldn't do this, but I forgot your last name again. Your,
it's Dorothy Faye Dorothy, Southworth.
Dorothy Faye Southworth.
Ritter's.
No relation to the former Boston Braves baseball manager, Billy Southworth.
Yes, thank you so much. He's a distant cousin, but
he is.
I can't profess to have all of the interest and enthusiasm in my family for baseball that my husband, Tex Ritter, has. He really is a baseball fan.
That's what I heard when I was talking to his press agent. Dorothy, how many pictures did you appear in with what was then to be your future husband?
Yes, well, with Tex, we made 5, I think, at Monogram.
5 pictures, and then after you were spliced,
in 1941,
you retired.
Yes, that's right, I've retired.
Say, getting back to the subject of baseball, Tex, what do you think of the current big league season? I understand you're quite a baseball fan. Get out to the big league or minor league parks whenever you have the chance.
Well, I think it's I think that wonderful. I think that the White Sox is really what they've done this year is really a wonderful thing for baseball in general. I don't believe they'll win it. I think Boston will win it. And
you like the Red Sox, hmm?
Well, yes. I'm really a Cleveland fan, but. I think the Boston Red Sox will win the pennant. Of course, Brooklyn. I'm not a Brooklyn fan, but they should win the other one by 12 or 15 games, the National League.
What do you tend more toward the American League than the National League, Tex?
Yes, I really like the American League a little better. I don't know why. Of course, I always have been a great St. Louis Cardinal fan. I like to see them play, but I don't know. I'd like to see the American League. I'm an American League, really, fan.
Tex, just what part of Texas are you from?
There's a little town near Beaumont, Texas, Nederland, Texas. It was founded by the Holland Dutch. I know there's a town in Michigan. Holland,
here.
Michigan is the same kind of a town, except we don't have tulips.
I see. Yeah. Do they grow down in Texas? No. Everything else does, they say.
Well, yeah. They would if anybody'd ever go to the trouble to plant them, I guess. But
Tex, how long were you in show business before you hit the Hollywood Trail back in 1937?
Oh, 7 years, I guess, 6, 7 years. I started off on a radio station in Houston, Texas, and from there I went to New York. From New York, I was on the radio and in a few plays in New York. From New York, I went to Hollywood. Started on a station, KPRC, in Houston around 1930.
Was that your ambition as a young boy, Tex, to get into show business?
No.
It wasn't?
He's a lawyer, Al.
A lawyer? No kidding.
No, well,
where did you go? Texas? Southern Methodist? Rice?
I went to Texas. I also went to Northwestern a year.
Oh, you did? How'd you get out of the Southwest?
Well, country boy that roams around, you got to stop when you go broke.
Have some sand in your shoes.
Yeah.
Well, that's surprising. You know, every once in a while I read about quite a few songwriters who originally had ambitions to be barristers, but they got on the wrong trail. I think there's Arthur Schwartz. Then I think Hoagie Carmichael. He did actually practice law, didn't he?
Well, I think Hoagie studied it. I don't know whether he finished law school or not, but I know that he studied law.
Did you get your law degree,
no,
Tex?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Like about a year in the summer finishing it.
And that's when you went into show business, when you left Northwestern?
Yes, I had tried it in New York a couple of years, but didn't meet with much success. Then it's when I went back to Northwestern. I went to Columbia a week. They kicked me out. I didn't. my grades from Texas weren't quite good enough for the New Yorker. So then I went to Northwestern.
Well, Tex, it's certainly been wonderful having you up here in WKZO Studios for Welcome to Kalamazoo tonight, and thanks to you.
Well, thank you, Alan.
Dorothy
Faye. I want to say that the show appeals to music lovers, horse lovers, and to car lovers, and we have 2 wonderful clowns that the boys and girls will love seeing, Larry Anderson and Morris Gerhardt. They are fine clowns and really keep the show going.
Well, it sounds like variety and versatility combined in one.
It is, Al. It's a fine show, we think.
Well, once again, I'd like to say to you, Tex Ritter, and to your very lovely wife, Dorothy Faye Southworth Ritter, Welcome to Kalamazoo, and I hope you'll be back again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Store around the corner, hear our stories about a nation hard at work.
Good afternoon, everyone. There's a company that doesn't do a thing except punch holes, and business is booming. This firm handles practically everything of a hole-punching job you can think of. Round holes, square holes.
Very nice. It's amazing what a week's practice together will do. How's the lunch going? Isn't that good, huh? You were hungry, weren't you, huh? Well, that's what we're here for. Do you like the combination of peanut butter and jelly with those Ritz crackers? I'll try that now when you go home. Look here what Colby sent me. Isn't that nice of him? He took some Hy-V orange juice and put some orange ice in it and a slice of orange on the side. Now, that's a very delicious-looking thing. Listen, there's an idea for you. Get some orange ice, mix yourself some Hy-V, and put the orange ice in it, and look what you get. Boy, that tastes good, too. It's the best thing I ever had out of Colby. Well, these Ritz crackers are a Nabisco product. Like all Nabisco crackers, they're baked very frequently, nearby, and rushed to your grocer in this